This is the Composer's Datebook for July 21st. I'm John Zeck. In the summer of 1824, the 15-year-old Felix Mendelssohn spent a holiday with his father in the fashionable spa town of Bad Doberan on the Baltic coast near Rostock. Writing home to his family in Berlin, he confessed that although he was comfortably lodged with friendly people, a decent piano, and a pretty view, so far I have not written a note, he said. That would change, however, as Mendelssohn met and befriended musicians employed by the local Grand Duke Friedrich Franz I of Mecklenburg-Schwerin, whose court ensemble was a wind band. For them, the young Mendelssohn composed a nocturno, scored for the classical octet of double winds, plus a flute, trumpet, and odd brass instrument called a corno inglese di basso, roughly similar in shape to a bassoon, but with a cup mouthpiece and both open and keyed holes. Mendelssohn described it to his sisters in a letter he wrote on today's date in 1824 as a large brass instrument with a fine deep tone that looks like a watering can or a stirrup pump. Music of that original 1824 nocturno has not survived, but eventually Mendelssohn reworked and enlarged the piece, adding new music and much later in 1838, expanding the scoring to a full wind ensemble and publishing the result as his Overture for Winds, Opus 24. Composer's Datebook is produced by American Public Media in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, with funds provided by the College Band Directors National Association, reminding you that all music was once new.